Welcome to another edition of Get Lit with Literature. This is Monk, and you can find out more about writings and publishings and other activities at my website, allbook-books.com. The holiday spin cycle. The shortest, the days leading up to the winter solstice. The days get shorter and shorter and darker, less light out. And then suddenly, at the winter solstice, the days begin to get longer. The simple moment when the S-U-N is in effect reborn to our perspective. That the days get longer. So this is the winter solstice event that happens, and then, so as others have said, and I think this is where the whole the Christmas thing came from, because in a simple wordplay, it's the rebirth of the sun, S-O-N, and then there's the whole Christ the Mass thing. It's basically a religious event that got, I don't know, commodified. And that gets into the whole, you can look up the Nordic Santa Clauses and Russian whatever, the Father Winter. There's all kinds of mythology behind it. But what I wish to mention today is that there is a simple, you can get a wreath. A wreath is a symbol of it's a circle. Carl Jung studied patients after patients and said that the circle or the mandala showed up in their dreams or in a significant waking life experience when there was about to be a transformation or a healing. So a very important symbol. So the wreath helps encourage that. I have several wreaths that are dried brown hanging on the patio because I discovered years ago that the little wrens, there's a house wren and a Carolina wren especially, they like to sleep inside the wreaths even when they're dried and more than a few years old. They will continue to sleep in them as long as it's thick enough. And they nibble on them. I've seen them during the day nibbling on the wreath. There's something in there, something in the fir or whatever, the pine, that they somehow they find nutritious or tasty or whatever. Despite that, a friend came by and said, you know, why do you have this dried wreath hanging down? Why don't you hanging up there? Why don't you take it down? It's no good anymore. It's still good. It's still good. So there's the wreath symbol. And then we'll dip into some esoterica to fulfill the literature aspect here. Probably the first book I ever read about the Kabbalah, which is the Hebrew mysticism, not restricted to Hebrews or Jewish people. No teacher or book can ever teach you the Kabbalah, because Kabbalah means the received teaching, and it is between the person and the spirit beings or whomever else that one receives the teaching. So it doesn't matter what you read or who you listen to. I mean, that can help, but that's not Kabbalah. That's a short thing. But there's an interesting bit in this book, fascinating book, The Ladder of Lights by William G. Gray, published by Weiser. And it relates to the holiday, because one of the stations on the Tree of Life has a star as a guidance. Wisdom is like a star to us in that we may be aware of the existence. Its existence, experience its influence, and realize its significance without actually attaining its condition. The archangel associated with this is Archangel Raziel. Most people believe this is because man is always looking for something new, but in reality it is a sort of remembering. We want to go home where we really belong, and Raziel reminds us of this the whole time. He shows us the star we must follow in spirit if we would sail our course through the cosmic sea. At Christmas time, we set up the tree and star symbol while we remember the legend of the wise men who followed the star to find divinity in humanity. We even sing, Star of Wisdom, Star of Light, Star with Royal Beauty Bright. Yet how many realize the Kabbalistic importance of this lovely little rite? Perhaps Ratzael smiles on the children from the mouths of whom such wisdom comes. After all, they are echoing the words in their own way, and Yule is the occasion when this earth commences its path of return to light. The star is of the highest importance in the Christmas myth, both literally and figuratively. Without it, wisdom would not function nor divinity be reached. If the adults do not understand this at Christmas, their children will, even if they cannot put it in words. They are closer to the type of consciousness which is unconfined to sonic symbolism. If we expect Ratzael to speak in plain English, we shall wait forever. The sound of wisdom is the song of life itself that accompanies the music of the spheres. No less, we are at liberty to translate Ratzael's words of wisdom into any human language he like, but such would only be our approximation of his message. True wisdom is far beyond any form of human speech or method of writing. Real occult secrets cannot be divulged for the simple reason that no type of human wordage yet invented will express them any more than the color blue could be explained in writing. This was why Kabbalah was not written down in olden times, but always referred to as the received teaching. No one taught Kabbalah, and it was and should be received from its inner sources. The old Kabbalists knew perfectly well that Kabbalah was unwritable, so apart from a few glyphs, they made no attempt to put it on parchment. Only after the lapse of many centuries, when the minds of many people on earth had formed a sort of reservoir between inner and outer existence, were tentative efforts made to link Kabbalah with readable words on paper. We must be absolutely firm in saying that no book ever was or will be written to, quote, teach, end quote, any reader Kabbalistic wisdom. Such is impossible not for lack of will, but through lack of means. All that any written work concerning Kabbalah will do for its reader is supply ideas from other minds. Nothing more. Should anyone suppose they can be taught Kabbalah in 10 or 10,000 easy lessons at so much a lesson, they are so foolish that nothing but the saddest personal experience over a prolonged period will lead them the slightest way out of themselves toward wisdom. Wisdom is not a science, but a state. No one learns wisdom like a lesson, but lives into it. Everyone must gain wisdom for themselves from its own fount, which they must find. There are no wonderful occult books full of hidden knowledge to be had for any money on earth. These do not exist outside of fiction, because genuine occult secrets are unreachable from the pages of any book but Ratzael's, and even if we understood its language, we might only be able to read one word a lifetime. So what's left but to gaze at the tree. If you have a Christmas tree, gaze at the tree. Or just go outside and gaze at a tree, and you don't have to cut down a Christmas tree. Gaze at the stars. If you put up a star on your tree, you know, the kids looking at that, who knows what they see. I think they see beyond the commercial. And then another factor I will relate to the following the Esoterica is a book by Timothy H. Lim, The Dead Sea Scrolls, a very short introduction, published by Oxford. So this goes back to the Essenes, E-S-S-E-N-E, a communal peoples in near the Qumran, the caves of Qumran, and they were a Jewish people that devoted their respects, or they had the Jewish people that broke off from much of the rest of the Jewish world and devoted their energies toward the Christ. But the thing is, and this is my theory based on educated a little bit, I'm no scholar in this, an educated guess, that what was going on then was, as mentioned here, within Jewish history, Jesus was not the only person to have been considered a Messiah. So I think that, and there, as far as I know, there is no physical proof that actually there was actually one human being, an individual, Jesus. And yet we have this huge global holiday that's, you know, everybody knows about that. But my theory is that there was at the time what would be called a messianic movement, which essentially was that each person has within him or her, or nowadays them, the ability to commune, connect, relate, whatever you call it, with God, spirit, other beings, whatever you call it. And so I think there was a push for a kind of communal, there was a communal thing going on where encouraging every person to find their own way, their own way within that common system. And that I think the powers that be, was that the Roman Empire or the church or whomever, that basically realized that this was, they would lose control of the people, so that they focused it on an individual, and that individual became, you know, Jesus Christ. And the fast forward to the holiday. So that's in no way meant to insult or disrespect anybody's religious or Christian, you know, leanings. I have my own personal sense of a relationship with a kind of a Christ energy that I have seen in my own dreams and visions, but that's not a religious thing to me. That's just a kind of archetypal thing. But I think that that parallels what is going on in the world today, when certain the power of the people is continually squelched, and when people try to empower themselves, get squelched. So I think that a lesson from the past, from those times, comes from the Essenes and the Dead Sea Scrolls. There was much discipline. There was a community rules and discipline. You can read more about the Essenes somewhere. And there's mention later on in the book that there's a Jewish sect that refused to accept the authority of the rabbis. So again, history and religious stuff is tricky. So there's this community, the Qumran community, split from the majority of the Jewish people. So, you know, that's a whole other tract of where the Jewish Judaism went from that point. So, I don't know, I think many people feel this kind of inner sense of what the holidays are about. But also, I think it's important to remember that a huge amount of people around the world of various faiths and traditions do not have nor want a connection with Christianity, so the whole Christmas thing becomes awkward. But I think if we can at least look beyond the labels and look to the physical, both the spiritual angle and the physical that's beyond labels, tree, star, sunlight, dark and light, that I think we'll find the common ground. So blessings, and have a good holiday season, and be well.